Kyle, when I was up on Mackinac Island, I heard rumblings, and this was at the policy conference, I heard rumblings that Susan Schmidt, an aide to Mark Meadows, was probably going to run for his job, and that nothing formally had been announced, but I heard that from different sources. Now, what are the rules about aides putting together campaigns or talking about, how does that work?
Well, what happens is if you are a staff person for a state representative or a state senator, you cannot be actively running for public office. And once you form a campaign and file paperwork with the Secretary of State, then you can no longer be a staff person. Now, that doesn't mean you can't talk about it. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't ask people, hey, what do you think? Do you think that would be a good move for me? Would you support me if I were to run for state representative? See, I mean, talking about it doesn't disqualify you from your job, but once you take that first step into filing paperwork with the state, then you can't run anymore.
Can you put together a campaign? Can you raise money?
No, 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 you can't raise money. Because in order to raise money, you need a campaign committee with the Secretary of State's office.
Okay. Who raised this question?
Well, what happened, are you talking about the newsletter that Mark Meadows put out?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what happened is Mark Meadows puts out, like all state representatives basically do, little communication flyers to their constituents, newsletters or whatever, just giving them an update on what's going on in Lansing. And in his latest newsletter, he wrote in there that he would support Susan Schmidt succeeding him in the 69th State House District since he's term limited out of office. And, you know, he claimed that, you know, which is true, that she wasn't an official candidate for anything yet. She still, at the time, was a staff person and was simply just mulling around the idea, thinking about it. So, I mean, you could just say that he was just putting the question out there. Well, the House Speaker's office doesn't necessarily see it that way, and since it was well known that Susan Schmidt was actually going to do it eventually, he was using state funds to help advance another person's campaign, which is a no-no.
According to the newsletter, the majority of Senate GOP caucus opposes legislation introduced this week requiring that all school districts participate in schools of choice. Tell us about that.
Well, it's part of the governor's agenda to try and get all schools in the state to accept students from other districts.
Why?
Well, I think the idea is to give parents more choice. I mean, if you don't like the school district you're in and you think it's failing and you want to go somewhere else, you should be allowed, if there's room in that other district, to take an empty seat if there's one available. It's just about trying to give parents and empower parents to get kids in a district that they think gives their child the best chance of succeeding.
Tell me about Bob King, the UAW president. In a face-to-face meeting, you write, about a month ago, he asked AFL-CIO President Mark Gaffney to retire. Why?
Well, I think it's about getting your own people in charge. You know, the UAW is such a major part of the AFL-CIO that they control the shots. Excuse me. And so the UAW can basically steer that organization wherever they want to go. And Bob King is relatively new to the job and just wants to get a UAW presence in AFL-CIO. They want the leader to come from UAW roots, and Mark Gaffney doesn't. He comes from the Teamsters, and he's been a part of some other labor unions as well, and not the UAW. So, you know, it's just about getting people that you're familiar with, and you see that at all levels, too. You know, it's just that at this high of a stage here in Michigan, it becomes some pretty big news.
And finally, Kyle, according to the newsletter, a Muslim organization, some in Michigan, in the Michigan Muslim community, say that it's illegitimate, is supporting legislation by Republican Dave Ageman. Tell me about this legislation that would outlaw the consideration of any foreign law by Michigan courts and agencies.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of an interesting little story. You know, Dave Ageman is one of the most conservative members of the Republican caucus and maybe the entire legislature, and he's putting forward a bill that just makes it clear that state law and federal law supersedes any either foreign law or like religious law in Michigan's courts and agencies. And, you know, this is specifically targeted to Sharia, which is kind of the Muslim law. You know, they're kind of law of the religion. And, you know, there's been some cases across the country where defendants have gone to the courts and say, hey, I did X and X because it abides by Sharia, even if it conflicts with state and federal law. And so what HMA's bill would do is just to make it clear, hey, our law supersedes anything that your religious laws do. Well, this is kind of, since it never really applies here in Michigan, since we've never really had this issue, the Muslim groups are just thinking it's an affront to them, and it's picking on them and doing something that's completely unneeded. And so to support his position, Dave Ajima found a group out there called the American Islamic Leadership Coalition, which is, you know, by name, it would appear to be a major Islamic organization. Well, the Islamic organizations here in Michigan say that that organization that Ajima is pointing to is a national group headed by one lone nut that has no credibility and is basically a joke. And so to claim that anybody supports this is just really kind of an anomaly, because this group is nowhere near mainstream or represents the views of the Islamic population in Michigan.
All right. We've been talking with Kyle Malin for the MERS newsletter. And the new website, Kyle, I don't see that awesome quote by the newsletter. What happened? Did you guys just throw that to the wayside?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to mix it up. You know, I kind of like, you know, we've got a new slogan up there about being first. And so I kind of like that one right now. You know what? We got to change it up every once in a while, you know?
All right, Kyle, enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too, Tony.